Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Start with you, my child, but I will need a volunteer to hand this round to the audience so we can hear their responses. Who would like to do it? Karen, do you fancy doing it? When you say okay, that doesn't go on. Karen, she's been so loving, she's been rather picked on tonight. She's lovely. Thank you, Karen. Would you please take the microphone over to this chatty young man down here? Just tell us, please, my child, what is your name? And would you like a T-shirt tonight? Do you think this is a contender to win tonight's Star Prize?
I hope so. I hope so. That's all I can say.
Okay, all right. Well, that's enigmatic, if a little boring. But let's... What's your name, my child?
Derek. Don't Derek. Hold it against me.
Derek what?
Don't hold it against me, Derek.
No, Derek.
Yeah.
Derek, please begin with the story and make it nice and spooky, if you would, please.
Okay. So my father worked in an aircraft factory in Scotland.
Good.
And he worked on the night shift.
Right.
And there was a very small team of people who worked in this very large factory. And on one night, he was told to go to a particular part of the factory, which was the laboratory.
Oh my fucking God.
Sorry, what was it? Spirit interrupted there for a second.
Sorry, excuse me, Spirit. So he went up to the laboratories, the chemical laboratories, on his own.
Don't be a poo-pooer.
Sorry, we got a heckler over. Just a second, Derek.
So sorry.
Who said speed it up a bit? Right, I'll come to you in a minute. You better have a story now.
Pressure.
Can speed you up in a minute. Having said that, you're quite right. Get the on with it, would you?
So sorry. So he goes up to this very quiet part of the factory on his own.
Yes.
And he has to go to these creepy laboratories. No one else there, nobody working with him, and he's doing his job, which is...
Yes. Can you f***ing hurry up, please?
And it's all very quiet, there's no one there, and all
yes.
of a sudden...
Yes.
Somebody, or something, said, hello?
Somebody or someone said hello...
Now, there was nobody else in that part of the factory at all.
Right. And what did he do?
Well, I think he shit himself initially.
Oh, my fucking God.
He shit himself initially, and then what?
Yeah. And, of course, he looked out for his workmates. Or, you know, are they pulling a trick on him as a, you know, as a wind-up? But there was... Nobody else there in that part of the building, so
right.
he was pretty shit up.
Yes.
Yeah. So he went back to the...
Don't try and rescue it, mate.
All right.
He He went back to the what?
He went back to find his colleagues.
Go on.
And said, come on, guys.
Right.
Yeah, you're winding me up here. Who was it that came up
and
said, hello?
Yes.
And they said, well, it wasn't us. We've been busy elsewhere, mate.
Yes.
And that's the end of the story. Just to add, I don't know if it's relevant, but
yes,
my dad was a heavy drinker.
You sitting down of an evening telling him stories, no f***ing doubt he was.
It's pretty
Derek,
spooky.
Words cannot express how good that story was.
Thank you.
But numbers can. 2 out of 10.
Oh, come on.
Anyone think they can...
Thank you
for opening things up, Derek. If no one else can beat 2 out of 10, you can have the f***ing lot. Karen, thank you so much, my love. Wonderful. She's like a sort of Anthea Redfern of... That's for you young people there, Anthea. A lady here, very keen to speak. Very keen to speak!
Hi, guys.
What is your name, my love?
Diana.
Diana.
So I live with a ghost.
What, him who said 69 earlier? Can everyone else see him, or is it just me? I can see a sort of skull sort of character. Diana! Tell me, it's not
yes.
him.
No, it's not him.
I do beg your pardon, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. So we live with a ghost, and when we moved into our house, we didn't realise that the couple that lived there...
Go on.
..the husband died.
Right.
They were a very happy couple... And then the husband had died suddenly.
Right.
And we have been trying to sell our house subsequently. And Dave, who is the ghost,
right.
won't let us sell.
In what way did he...
He puts obstacles in the way of our sale.
Like... Are you an estate agent or something? You might have a buyer. What's the matter with you? Like, I was going to say that. Thank you. Like what?
Like, he likes us living there.
Yes.
And when we come up to sell,
yes.
which we've done twice,
yeah.
he just annihilates the sale. Because
yes.
he likes
how?
Us living there. How? Okay, how?
How does he do that? Do you
okay.
knock the sign down? What?
Okay.
Starts talking
yeah,
about service charges to the solicitor.
In the last week, he's dropped things upstairs and he smashes things.
Go on.
Around the house when people are due to come in.
Right.
And things fall over and they just break. He doesn't want us to leave.
Now, when you say things fall over, does he knock them over? Does he move them?
He knocks them over and makes them break.
Diana, I'm going to speak to Dave right now. What?
Oh.
No. No.
Dave?
Dave likes us.
Dave
doesn't want us to move.
Dave, yes, she is talking too much. I'm trying to speak to you now. Where is said house, please, Diana?
Hertfordshire.
Uh-huh. Can you be more specific, please?
Stockfold.
Where?
Stockfold.
Stockfold, Dave.
Yeah.
Shithole, yes, but apart from that...
Hey-ho.
Dave, why dost thou wish for Diana to sell a house in Stockfold? What is it which it thou doth it feareth of those who... Yeah, he's gone. The thing is,
yeah.
he doesn't speak all that medieval stuff.
No.
Just a second. Dave, vulgar fittings, yeah, vulgar fixtures and fittings in living room. Yeah? What is it? Maybe something. What do people come in and say? I got a bad vibe from the place.
Yeah,
yeah, they
Dave's,
do.
Dave's not wanting them to move into our house.
What's the name of the chap sat next to you who said 69 earlier?
Fred.
Fred, tell me, are you in at the time when? You know, doing some of your banter that you do.
No. Yeah, Ponty.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Do you do all those techniques, like, you know, making coffee, putting bread in the oven, that sort of thing? Why don't you try that?
I will do.
He does do that.
What does Dave do? And what sort of things is he knocking over, hasn't he?
Oh, massive vases, right. And they smash.
Just a second. The property expert over here said something again. What did you say, my love? F***ing Sarah Beanie over here. Diana, so he's throwing things around and people get a sense of that when they come in.
Yeah.
And they say, I've got a sense of something.
They don't want to come back.
You don't think they're just, you know, if you drop the price a little bit, it might be.
He doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to stay.
Why do you want to leave particularly? Because normally he's quite a benevolent, sort of nice...
We want to leave because of Dave.
You want to leave because of Dave?
Yeah. He's quite aggressive now.
Does anyone want to live in Stockholm, or whatever it was called, where she lives? Stockport, or whatever it was. What was it called again?
Stotfold.
I'm going to go 3 out of 10. I'm going to go 3 out of 10. If anyone wants to buy this place, go and speak to Diana over there. Thank you.
Where are we going now?
Who's next, please? There's a lot of beautiful T-shirts to win. Right, I've got to warn you now. You, my love, please, over here. Karen, please, child, speak. There's a young person here. What's your name, my love?
Antonia.
Very sweet. What can you tell us? And please make it spooky.
Okay. So I was in the slums of West Hampstead. Oh. About 10 years ago.
Yes.
I was alone with my mum on a dark winter's night.
Go on.
And we live in a house that's been split into flats.
Right.
And downstairs there was an old couple that died, David and Ruth.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, spooky, isn't it? David.
And,
David and Ruth.
And we knew them. We used to talk to them.
Well, they died at the same time, sort of thing.
No, so David died of a heart attack.
Right.
And Ruth died slowly after that because they were together.
He fell on her or something. How slowly?
A couple of years afterwards, in the house, she died in her sleep, and so did he.
Okay, right. This is cheery. Keep it light. For fuck's sake.
So my mum was ironing, and our lights, they make the buzzing noise.
Go on.
And they you twist it so it goes brighter, and I can't remember what the word for it is.
Darker? What?
Dimmer. That's it. Dimmer. It was on a dimmer
what
switch.
What do they teach them in the schools nowadays?
Anyway, so it was at night, and I said to my mum, I bet I can make the lights flicker.
Go on.
So I said, David, make the lights flicker.
And with
the lights started flickering.
Did it, T-shirt 4 out of 10? Have you ever heard of the expression, damning with faint praise?
Anyway.
This is a chat. What? Sorry? That's correct, thank you. Just 1 second. Just to tell you that West Hampstead is sort of Kilburn.
No.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's on the west side of Hampstead, darling.
So how do you know it was the ghost, the buzzing?
Because afterwards, my mum got very upset. And then I said, David, stop flickering the lights. And the lights stopped flickering.
Your mum got upset?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the relevance of that particular?
Because I was talking to David.
Okay. It's fallen apart at the end, really. When you say, had Ruth died at this point?
Yeah.
That she had?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's not bad, but it's not great, is it? I mean, have you got anything to add to that, Milo?
No, but the spirits were very strong that said night.
Well, it's all right, isn't it? 4 out of 10, you're quite right. It's... Anyone else experienced a buzzing in their flat and the lights flickering? You, my love, I bet you have, yeah. Industrial one you've got, isn't it? It's that coil you got off eBay. I'd send it back. Putting it in, garage doors going up and down all over the neighbourhood. It's a false economy, my love. Yes, who's next?
Sarah. Oh, you got one too?
Yeah, go on.
Great, there's plenty more, plenty of prizes.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Derek's got a part two. Do we want to hear it? Oh, fuck off, come on.
We've got to hear that.
Derek, I'm sorry. We're going to come back to Derek in a bit. No. Poor sod. Who are we waiting for? Sarah. Sarah, please speak.
It's Emily.
Emily?
Oh, my fucking God.
Emily, please speak. Someone speak, for fuck's sake.
So my dad's mum, who I actually never met because she died before I was even born.
Right.
She basically had a mirror in a living room.
Go on.
And she seen this Chinese man always in this mirror.
That's racist. I don't like that. She saw a Chinese man in the mirror.
Yes.
Right, go on.
Only she could see him.
Right.
And he used to relay her things that would happen, like preempt events that were going to happen.
Right. What did this Chinaman say to
her? That one of my dad's brothers was drowning at the local river.
Don't make me do the impression of it, please. I'm not going to do it. No. I'm not going to do it. And was he drowning? No.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, he was.
I'm so sorry.
No, no, that was...
Did he survive?
Yes, yeah, so my dad...
Oh, God, thank God.
His mum told my dad, and he ran down to the river, and he was drowning. His brother was drowning. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This Chinese man... saved your brother's life?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a 5. What did he come back? Did you see him again? The Chinese fella.
So yeah, she saw him multiple times in the mirror, like different times.
And was it always to do with some terrible portent of doom?
No, my dad didn't really go into it, but he did relay that story.
Any other Chinese jokes while we're here? Don't matter. Thanks for that. Chop chop with the next one. Now let's. It was funny, but it was also sad, wasn't it? So a bit of sweet and sour all round, really. Shut up! No more Chinese jokes. It's not even funny. Right, let's get on with the next one. I'd say that's 5 out of 10, my love.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And it's a lovely story.
Yeah.
Next, please. You, my love.
Me.
Yes.
So,
the one with the microphone in her hand.
So, you know Preston... From the,
what, the one who married Chanel from Big Brother.
Oh my God, yeah. Right, so you know Goosenart.
Preston as in Preston North End.
Preston as in the North. You know Goosenart in Preston.
Sorry, which of those words am I supposed to understand? Goose night.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Do I know Goose night?
There's a place called Goosenart. I think that's how you say it. In
Goosner? Goosner. Do you know Goosner?
Do you know it? In Preston?
Okay, Goosner in Preston, yeah.
Okay, it's where the witch, the Pendlebury, near the Pendlebury Witches and all
go
that
on,
stuff.
Pendlebury yeah. Witches.
Okay.
Promising.
I've got your attention now.
Yes.
Right, so there's a place there called Chingle Hall. You know it. I know
oh
you know it.
My fucking God.
I knew it.
Yes, I do.
So I stayed the night there. Ooh. And it was back in the 80s.
You stayed the night here at Chingle Pendlebury Hall? Yeah.
I did.
Go on, what happened? A Chinaman appeared in a mirror.
No Chinese.
Okay.
So there's 4 of us, right?
Go on.
And you get a little mini tour of this. It's a manor with a moat around it.
Yes.
And it's like a ghost tour, so you think this is going to be... You think it's not real.
Yes.
You must get this all the time.
I do. There's a lot of doubters, a lot of poo-pooers.
All the doubters. So anyway, we've spent the whole night there and nothing much happened.
Yes.
And then about 3 or 4 in the morning...
Go on, get ready for this, everyone. There's a T-shirt resting on this, my love, so don't f*** it up.
I need this T-shirt, okay?
Go on.
So there were two of my friends were asleep and there was 2 of us awake.
Go on.
And all of a sudden, in this room, all we heard was, bear in mind, there was like 2 asleep, 2 awake.
Don't
delay. And in the
delay
corner
it.
Of this room, we heard...
If this doesn't get any better, you might hear it again.
And all that was in that corner was a table with a tin coffee with a kettle. There was nothing there. And then we heard it again. And then all of a sudden, there's this overwhelming smell of lavender.
Yes.
And only two of us could smell it.
Yes.
The other two couldn't. So when we got up the next day,
yes,
and like the guy that gave us a tour around was like, oh, what did you hear? What did you see? Obviously, because you think it's going to be a scam.
Yes.
And then when we said, like, well, we heard something.
Yes.
And we smelled this lavender. Apparently, this woman got locked in this room.
And farted. An old lady.
No, she was young. And she got locked in this room.
Yes.
And her her thing was lavender.
Right.
And only two of us could smell. I swear to you, I'm telling you now, Clinton, I know what I heard. Yes. And I know what I smelled. That was a ghost.
Look, I've blamed it on a ghost before as well, my love. So what did the guide say? Did he say, yes, it's renowned for
he
this
went,
lady?
Oh, that's Eleanor.
Really?
He did. He said, so, oh, that's Eleanor. He got scared.
What does, I mean, was she a ghost, a witch, or what?
If you look at the history of Chingle Hall, she got locked in that.
I'm not going to do that. But... No,
she got locked in that room, and they said she was mad, but they met the, she died in that room.
Yeah, okay, right, well... what did you think of that? It's not bad. I mean, it was quite well expressed, wasn't it?
10 out of 10.
It's not a 10.
At least an 8.
I think Clinton. It's a 6. I think it's a 6. Yeah, it's a 6. Thank you very much.
Clinton, we've got one here.
Yes, thank you. Yes, please.
Young lady here.
My cat, Mike.
Oh. Speak there, darling.
Hello. My cat. No. My cat tells me stuff.
What?
My cat is a medium.
Go on, yes.
She's been telling me stuff for a few years now.
What sort of thing, my love? Feed me.
I knew the Queen was gonna die a week before she popped. I knew Prince Charles was gonna get cancer. She tells me also.
Is it because she was there when they had a CAT scan? Or how does the cat do that?
She meows to me.
Well, that could mean a whole host of things, couldn't it?
But I speak cat language, so I understand what
she's
saying.
What am I saying now?
You're saying you're a bit frustrated on the stage and you want to have a bit of a walk round.
You have the gift, my love. You have the gift. I didn't really understand that. But the point is, how did you... I mean, so through these catty noises, you could tell that, what was it, the Queen was going to die?
Yep.
And that Charles has got cancer?
Yep.
When did you hear this? Just after it had happened? Was it before? A long time
She's
before?
She's usually about a week early. I always know things about a week earlier.
Tell me, my love...
But my cat's quite old.
Yeah.
She's not a normal cat.
What?
She's not a normal cat.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the age of the cat is not really... Has the cat predicted anything regarding this evening?
Yes.
What?
You are going to do something unusual in the audience very soon.
Is it anything to do with me going over there and taking the microphone off you? Did the cat say that? Did the cat say anything about ending this section early? What was your name again, my love?
Marie.
Marie? I think it's worth a 7, don't you? I think it's worth a 7. Thank you, Marie. some whiskers for you for a present to give the cat. Anyone else think they can be madder, I mean, more entertaining than Marie? Or as I call it, Derek wants to have another go with part two. Don't f*** it up, Derek, because you've already let it down once.
How the f*** do I follow that? Seriously. Well, I wasn't sure how dark the stories were going to be tonight, but clearly it's very dark. So
it's dark. Yeah, it's dark.
It's really is downhill.
Go on.
And
this is the preamble. We'll get on to it in a minute.
What I didn't say earlier, if you remember, my old man heard a voice in the factory.
I didn't remember it, actually, but go on,
Well, a couple of weeks later, he was talking about this incident, trying to figure out what happened.
Are you making this up just to try and save it?
I swear to God I'm not.
Okay, give him room.
I swear
I'm not. Give him room for this.
I just thought it was a bit dark, so I didn't want to
A couple of weeks later, what?
A couple of weeks, he found out that a scientist in the lab had taken cyanide and took his own life. And I swear to God. I don't want to go that dark, but people have something.
Oh, I see what you mean. Might have been the scientist who...
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
And
which I think is an 8 out of 10 person.
What?
I think that must be an 8 out of 10, surely. But
is that the end of it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Points one out of prizes. Ten, someone
I swear to God, I'm not making a bit up.
Why did the... Why did he take cyanide? I don't want to get too much into the psychological...
Yeah.
But why did he take the cyanide? I mean, was he a young man? Was he...
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's... I don't know.
If anyone's been affected by some of the themes tonight, don't go and talk to Derek, because you're here all f***ing night. All right? Send off for my fact sheet or go to www.pleasetellaninterestingstory.co.uk. Derek, I'm going to give you an 8 for that.
Thank you.
Just
that's more like it. Thank
just
you.
For persistence. Do you think we've had enough of this now? Well, has anyone else got... anyone want to pip Derek to the post with above an 8? You've got a story. Let's hear it. Can Karen get over there? Perhaps you'd like to come over here to Karen.
In the glasses in the back.
In the glasses. Why don't you come here? Here she is. Here she comes. Oh, my God. She looks a bit frightening now. She's got something serious to say.
Hello.
Oh, very confident. And we're off.
Right. So when I was younger...
Yes.
We lived in a Victorian house.
Go on.
That my family used to experience things.
Go on.
And, yes. And, yes. And so one night I got into bed and I was in a bunk bed with my sister above, because we weren't poor, but we were London poor,
right,
which is still richer than Northern poor.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah. And, but still poor, just not as poor. And, oh, I know.
Let her speak.
So anyway, I'm lying in bed. And
let her speak. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, listen to the boss. So anyway, so
just
I'm lying...
Just a second.
Go on.
The ones from West Hampstead, poor is someone...
From Kilburn.
From Kilburn. Continue, child,
yes,
please.
Thank you.
Northerners, be quiet. Let's hear it.
Yes, they can't have it. So anyway, so lying in bed.
Yes.
And I feel this tapping on my back.
Go on.
And I think it's my sister, but it's the 80s. And we've got the old 80s bunk beds that have got the metal wire bottoms. So they're not like wooden slats, because we were poor.
Yes.
And... I thought it was my sister above, and I was kind of like, you know, shut up, don't do that. You're trying to freak me out. But she was asleep, and I would have felt her move to turn around and tap me. It wasn't her. And so I felt this tap on my back. I freaked out. I jumped out of bed, and there was my granny sat. Yeah, you booed me before, but now this story became an 8.
Was she dead?
She was. Well, hang on. Not that we knew at that point, because my granny was... sat on my sister's top bunk, looking at me, I screamed. My dad, who used to sleep naked, came running down, naked, with his willy flapping everywhere, which is something I'm having therapy for.
Yeah.
And he came running into the room.
You've got a flappy willy as well, have you?
That too.
What?
And when we looked, and he saw her, and I saw her, and we were just shocked.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, we got a call from my aunt, and my gran had died that night.
Just a minute. Yay. She didn't die that night because you kicked out. Went, fuck off, you know, it's not...
I should mention my granny was in Nottingham and we were in London.
Oh, God. Oh, I see. Bloody hell.
So she...
Well, it's not bad, that, is it? And does, do your family still, A, believe that that was a ghost? Does your dad believe it was a ghost?
He and might believe he's a ghost now because he might be a ghost. Who knows?
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. I'm sure he's pissing other people off just from the beyond.
Okay, yeah. Well, what was your name again, my love?
Really? I need to be trait? No, no, it's fine. Doris.
Oh. Perhaps Doris is the gran who has come back to tell us that story. I think it's quite good, isn't it? It's 8 out of 10. I think it's drawing equal. Very good, Doris. Thank you. I want to thank Karen for that. Thank you so much.
You're
this
welcome.
Is anyone else. Thank you, Karen. Well, I think we've had it all, haven't we? We've had the Chinese fella in the mirror. We've had suicides, old ladies. We've had a house that can't be sold. And we've had Doris's dad's flappy willy. But I think what I will do is just give out some of these prizes. This is... Some of them are different sizes. I'll tell you what we will give... Medium. Very good. This is a medium. And I will give that. I'll tell you what, I'll give that to you, my love. This is for you. Thank you. That's right. And that's for you, the Chinese, the racist lady. So let's... Look, just before we go, I just want you to stop talking and... I just want to say this, that I have got a tour coming up soon. And thank you. And I'd love you to come and see it. Not long. We're doing a little bit of a preview at Watford Pump House Theatre on the 27th. If you're the sort of person who likes to see someone really f*** something up, under-rehearsed, under-prepared, so you can sit there and be laughing at me rather than with me, that's the gig for you. This will be one at 2 o'clock for special friends, of which it's only him who pays for any money. And, don't do that, and also there is one on the 27th at 7:30 at night. There's also one on Monday the 25th of March. Please come. It's going to be a dog's breakfast. That's right, talk all the way through it. And... Patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading nail.